Hey guys, and happy Monday.
Welcome back to our show.
Yes, today we are going to be talking about dating as a single mom. And we have a special guest. And go ahead and introduce yourself.
Happy Monday, guys. My name is Trey.
All right, so we're going to ask you some questions, and we're going to say some things that men had said on our post that we posted. So a couple of things that were said. How do childless men really feel about dating women with children? And when is the right time / right way to introduce your kids to someone you're seeing? So what do you feel like is the right way or the right time?
Oh, my God. The right time would probably be, like, when the mother is ready. I feel like when the mother and the man she talked to is ready.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Would you...
I agree with that.
And would you date somebody that had a kid?
Yeah, do childless men care?
I mean, I don't know. Because I really don't trust talking to nobody that have a kid. I ain't gonna lie.
Why?
All right, so I get, yeah, cordial or whatever. Yeah, I got a co-parent. But it's like...
You feel like that door will always be open between them two?
Yeah, of course.
I was told that before.
Yeah. I can feel that.
So it's a little iffy.
But yeah, someone was just like... I don't know where you stand with your baby dad, so I'm just gonna not.
The baby father always gonna be there, whether you like it or not, to be honest.
Yeah. Let's see.
I feel like that's a general trust issue thing, though, because anybody could get back with their ex.
Yeah, but females be lying.
Men
not,
too.
I'm not gonna say females. Baby mothers be lying, though.
And baby daddies don't.
That's why I would never do
it. I can't speak on that because I'm not a baby father, so I can't even tell you.
Look, I say I would not date somebody with kids. And I feel like a hypocrite. Either. But I wouldn't.
Either.
It's like in my head, I don't want to be biased. But at the same time, I have a baby daddy. I know exactly how it'd be. So I would never trust that you're... You know, not always trying to give it to baby moms. But that's my own trust issues, though.
I think that's mine, too, because I'm always think that the baby mother's still going to be messing with the baby father, so.
I feel like when a woman says she's done, she be done.
That's a lie.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like baby dads be like, oh, I'm not talking to my baby mom, not doing nothing with my baby mom, but then pop up and have a whole nother kid with their baby mom.
Exactly what I'll be trying to, that's what I'm trying to say. That's why me personally, I wouldn't date or talk to anybody that have a kid.
Okay, just well, for that reason. You meet that person. Okay, let's say for a second the baby daddy is not in the picture or not an issue. She's a true solo single mom. Their kid is like 4 or 5. Baby dad hasn't been around ever. Mm. So now, I guess, what is the opinion on being someone who has a kid? Because that's a big part of her life. And although most women are asking, you know, no guy that they're seeing to step up and be a stepdad, It's just like, of course, I feel like as women, that's something that we do think about, because I'm not going to date you if I don't ever foresee myself marrying you. And I would never marry someone who I don't think would be a good father figure to my kids. So for the kid aspect, what's your opinion on that?
I feel like it depends on the person, because I ain't gonna lie, if I really like that person, I ain't gonna lie, I would give it a chance. I ain't gonna lie, like, I would try at least, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
depends on the situation.
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
Yeah. So one guy said, it's not ideal unless you're planning to be with the woman for life. It can really mess up a child mentally.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lot of moms' hesitations to start dating, because it's just like, I don't want to bring no one around my kid that I don't know is forever.
Yeah, because you don't want to be like, oh, dating this person and don't work out, then date somebody else and it don't work out, and you had the people around your kids.
So I got a question. So what if one of your kids don't like your partner?
Then they're out.
Then they're out. But what if you like them though?
Well, obviously my kid doesn't like you for a reason.
But I feel like it depends. Because, like, I know my daughter, she don't really like strangers. So, I don't know. Are we talking, like, a bad reaction the first time? Or, like, they've been around for a while and my kid still doesn't like them? I feel like
it's
different.
Okay, they've been around for a while and your kid still don't like them.
Then they would have to go.
Kids sense energy. So, if your energy is bad, the kid will let the mom know.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I feel like when you get to like older kids, when your kids are like, I mean, it starts young, but I want to say like 7 and up, you get the kids who try to sabotage just because they want their mom and dad together.
Yeah. And it's like, so that's, oh, maybe.
Issue. Yeah.
I feel like that goes for like 16 year olds too. Like,
yeah, 10 but it's really young. So, I don't know. We just hope that if my kid was older, I would have that relationship with them where they could honestly tell me and talk to me. Or I feel like I would know my kid enough to know if they seriously didn't like this person or if it's something else.
Yeah. So if y'all really like that person and your kid don't like that person, that person still gotta go?
Yes.
Why would I pick that person over my child? Like, my child would be where I want. Because you don't want your child to feel like you're going to choose somebody over them and not want what's best for them.
Okay. Understand.
If you were to date somebody with a kid, would you, when you got into the relationship, would you play a fatherly role? Like, would you try to step in and be stepdad?
Only if I have to.
Okay.
Only if I have to.
What do you mean by that?
Like if
dad wasn't around?
Yeah. So if the father was around, then yeah. I'll most likely step up.
Okay. I feel like it deters me technically you said when you're dating, but it deters me when guys like immediately have an interest and like being any type of father figure to my kids. I will never talk to you again, because I don't know why, but it rubs me the wrong way when they offer that so soon.
Yeah, like, what are your ulterior motives behind it?
Yeah, like, what do you mean they have a dad? My kids don't need a dad. That's not what I'm talking to you for.
Right, yeah.
Well, what if the dad is not there?
Well, then that's different, but still. If my kid's dad dropped off the face of the earth, I still would not want some guy that I just started talking to, you know, saying like he's gonna step for my kids. Cause I don't know. I feel like there's a time and a place, and it's just like you barely even know my kids.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So it's just time management then. If that's the case.
Yeah, like it's a time thing. You need to be their friend first.
Yeah. I agree.
Dang, I haven't. Oh, okay. So when you're talking to someone, when do you think is a good time for them to tell you that they have kids? So say you don't know them, you don't know that they had kids, y'all go on a date, you know, y'all been texting or whatever. Is that something that you prefer to know immediately, or I guess when is the time?
I feel like that's something that should be brought up immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. I do the same thing, but some people disagree. Some girls are like, you know, I'll tell them on the third, fourth date. I tell people immediately because I don't want to waste anybody's time. If you know for a fact that you don't want kids, you never want to be around kids, you're not a good person, you hate children, we don't ever need to talk.
Yeah. I feel like you should tell the person immediately, regardless of how young the child is or if you're just dating around. I feel like if you have a kid, you should say something.
Mm-hmm. And then I feel like, especially as a mom, it kind of lets them know, like, if I don't respond, this is why. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it gives details to your life. Not necessarily like, oh, I want you to meet my kids. That's not what I'm telling you. But it's just like, I'm a mom. So if I don't text you back right away, I'm probably giving my kids a bath. If I can't get last minute. Right, like, just let you know, like, life circumstances, I guess.
Yeah. Someone said, I don't mind dating women with kids, but if the woman is forceful and her wanting more, then I gotta step.
Okay.
I feel like if you are going into a relationship forcing somebody new to have another kid with you, I feel like that's a setup for failure. Like, at that point, you're going to have a bunch of kids with a bunch of different people.
Well, I mean, but we know girls like that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out once they tell me that. I'm not talking no more.
He said, I don't want no kids.
I don't know, but
it's not even a fact. I don't want no kids.
It's a
play.
Like, I want to have maybe one more one day somewhere down the line. So it's like having another child is not off the table for me. But I don't know. I don't think that's something you should be bringing up so soon. Yeah. Or like they said, being forceful about it. You can't just from relationship having these babies.
Yeah. I'm not going into a relationship and then you trying to force me to a relationship. I mean, trying to force me to give you a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I'm not ready for that. Hell, I ain't doing that.
Right. Someone said a responsibility that I do not want to take over.
I feel like that's okay. Like, you just have to be honest, though.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, drag it on just because you want to get it with the girl, you know, or like fake it. Like, you want to be around just to get at her.
But yeah. I'll tell her, like, nah, hell no. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
And if she understands, she'll be all right.
It says, it's only the right time when the man is willing to take care of the child. If not, then it's a process. As far as when they should meet when they should be introduced.
So they're saying that they should be introduced when they're ready to basically play a father role.
Yeah.
And then they shouldn't.
I feel like you should take steps to it.
Yeah.
like you should be.
Say it depends on a mom.
Yeah, I feel like it should be like, oh, this is mommy's friend, and then just mm-hmm. go from there.
Yeah, if the kid like you, like, if you don't, you just gotta build that bond with the kid.
Have you dated someone with kids or talked to someone with kids?
Yeah, I did.
Did you meet their kids?
No.
No? Okay.
Mm-mm. It didn't get to that point.
It didn't even get that far.
I always wonder what that's like for guys. Are guys girls too who date guys with kids, like meeting their kids for the first time?
Yeah, I can't do it.
I don't want
to. I had a boy who went through that too.
Did it end up good, bad, indifferent?
I mean, he was cool with the kid.
Okay.
Taking the mom and the kid out. Yeah, he was cool with the kid.
That's cute.
I mean, it all depends. Some people are willing to do it. Some people aren't. Some people love kids and they're like, okay, I will go ahead and take on that fatherly role, whether it's a full-time father or just some help for a woman that he's dating. Because, you know, some guys can see that they're stressed out or something and want to step in and help.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like as a man who want to help, I don't think you should just. I think it's a process for that. Because sometimes you probably want to help, but then the mom be like, no, like she's like. So, like, I don't know the word, but it was like,
independent.
She was so quick to say no. Yeah. So independent. Yeah. Don't want no help.
I feel like early on, I think the best thing that guys can, like, do, especially, like, if they really like this girl, they might think she's the one, whatever. You gotta really support her, because she's not going to take your help with her kid.
Especially if she's been doing it by herself for a minute.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She's going to be like, no. But you can help her out, because then by helping her out, she will then have more to give to her child. So indirectly, you're helping the kid too. And you are, you know, being a positive force in their life too.
Yeah.
I said, would you play stepdaddy? That's what someone asked. Well, Trey said no.
I didn't.
It would get to that point. He needs time.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It depends, honestly. It depends.
So what?
Like, I have a one answer. It would have to depend on the person and your relationship. Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like where you
it
are.
It depends if I really, exactly. If I really like her, then I will. But
so what
if
are
I'm not
some
ready for that, then...
red flags for moms with kids that would make you not talk to them?
That's a
baby father, that's number one.
Like, what do you mean? Like, who is he? Like, what is y'all? Like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, all right, so I mean by baby father, like, if you still messing around with the baby father.
But how would you know?
Even if they were, they would tell you no.
Right.
Exactly. That's exactly. Baby father. Off the bat of baby father, that's a red flag. You say you have a baby father. I'm gonna automatically
baby
think,
father as a whole is a red flag.
Yeah. Because I'm going to automatically think, you still messing around with son, so that's one. Blaming everything on your kid, like using your kid for an excuse every time.
Oh, I get that.
What do you mean, like saying like
I can't do this because I have my kid.
Right, you mean like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all I that's the top two I have for now.
Baby dad is the biggest one for him.
Yeah, it is.
My baby father is dead.
You said, what if the baby father dead?
Yeah, unless he's
dead. That's a green flag. That's a green flag.
I would say.
No, that's what I said. I said I would date a man with kids if his baby mama had passed away.
Exactly. Therefore, I don't have to worry about nothing.
Yeah, but how do you know if the woman is still messing with her baby dad? Because, you know, there's some out there that don't mess with their baby dad.
Okay, so yeah, so say, what if the baby dad is in a whole new relationship, has a whole nother family with a new girl? They just co-parent. Like, would you maybe start to trust it then and maybe be open to it?
I'll probably be open, but trust, nah.
He said, nope, she's still going back.
Yeah.
But, sounds okay, like so I'm have you...
Woman.
I'm like, have you experienced somebody that does that?
That sounds a little...
Nah, I have not, but it's just like... I've heard. You feel me? So it's like, nah, I'm not trying to deal with none of that.
Mm-mm. Day, we're walking red flags. We have baby daddies.
This is why I'm not dating currently.
That's crazy.
I
don't have the energy to, but see, okay, that's the thing for me. Guys who think like that, I don't have the time to coddle your ego. I'm not about to sit here and explain every single time that my kid's dad comes and gets the kids, or we do something as a family. I'm not about to sit here and coddle your ego 15 million times.
Yeah.
About my parenting situation. That shit would get annoying. If you don't trust me, you can go. Like, I'm not about to do, you know, I'm not going to rehash this a million times.
Yeah. I feel like if I was to date, somebody would have a problem because I want Tiana to have both parents there for her when she experiences things. So I'm not about to sit here and be like, oh yeah, you can come and my baby daddy's not gonna come. No, he's gonna come, he's gonna be there. So,
and you can come too if we're at that point. We can all go.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't even, that me personally, I don't want to deal with no drama when it comes to
what
baby
if
father. Huh?
What if there's no drama?
Like, what if y'all had a conversation and y'all got on the same page?
They're really not, like, yeah, he really not that type of guy. Like, it's really not a drama situation, kind of like we're used to seeing.
Then you just want to open to have a conversation.
You know, their kid.
That's the case. Then I'll probably be open to have a conversation with son, with the baby father.
He said, you're my son. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I feel like a lot of moms are scared to date.
Yeah.
For so many different reasons. Whether it's being judged and being like, well, men aren't gonna like me anyway once they find out I'm a mom, which that's a lie.
A whole lie.
I love moms. Just throwing that out there. Apparently. Or, you know, they're scared about introducing their kids and that whole situation. Or they're scared of getting hurt again.
Yeah. I'm definitely not in that place. So.
What? The date?
Yeah.
What would it take for you to be open to it?
Mm.
What would it take? More time?
I don't know.
Yeah, toxic.
It would take situations to change.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. I know, I kind of just put you on the...
I don't know. Yeah. I'm at a place where I still want my family. I still...
I love the honesty.
I'm like, how much shit am I gonna get for this? I still like slash love my baby daddy, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
you're the walking red flag that he's talking about.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
So yeah, no. And I don't want to introduce anybody to Tayana that she's not ready for.
I feel like, well, okay. You know, they always talk about how you should, you know, start talking to a whole bunch of people when you leave a serious relationship, have fun, do your thing. When I tell you, I tried that for 0.2 seconds and I was so disgusted. I can't do that shit. But it's just like, at the same time, I don't want to be single forever.
Yeah, no. I don't want to be.
Please. But I don't know. Men scare me, and then thinking about introducing them, especially because I have daughters, that scares me.
Yeah, because you hear about all them stories of like stepdads doing this to the kids and all. Hell no! Yeah. If you hurt my child, we
girls being molested by their stepdads their whole life. Let me motherfucking find out, and I would never forgive myself. And my baby daddy is crazy. That's another
thing. So your baby daddy crazy.
Yeah, he would just ruin that for me. So
I feel like if you were to ever date somebody, he would fuck that shit up.
As he should. Go fuck that shit up, King.
No,
because if he's not gonna be what she needs, then she has to find someone who is.
Exactly, to have my happy ending.
Why should she suffer? Because she had a kid with him. Or kids with him.
Who would make you happy? That's all I'm saying.
I am.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in my little bubble for right now.
You're funny. Talking about some situations would have to change.
I mean, y'all are...
shade. You throwing shade.
I mean, y'all are the two that probably know the most. So,
where he at? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you over there right now?
Okay,
that's mad shade, bro. That's mad shade, bro.
Which is not
gonna shade, gang.
I really wouldn't have asked that if I knew that you were with him. But we're gonna have a side conversation about why you even over there. It is 2:58.
Okay, let's not expose me now.
That's crazy. I'm fucking
good. Oh, man.
Fucking oh, man.
No, but I had asked Trey. That's why I was like, have he seen it or has it happened to him? That's why I had.
What?
A baby mom still mess with their baby dad.
I feel like it happens more often because baby dads get to mess with their baby moms and do whatever the hell they want. So, my girls are getting their revenge.
So one person said they feel like they would waste their time being in a relationship or getting to know somebody with a kid because of the fear of them going back to their baby dad.
Here we go. That's exactly.
Okay. Wow. Then there are people. Let me not. I'm going to keep that comment for our text message because. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep that. Because men have this fear that all baby moms get back with their baby dads at some point.
But my thing is you shouldn't feel like, if you're dating somebody with a kid, you shouldn't feel like you're wasting your time because if y'all break up or it doesn't work out and y'all just go y'all separate ways and then you check on her in a couple months and she back with her baby dad, maybe something changed. Maybe something happened. Maybe, you know, he wanted to step up and play a part. I don't know. Like, don't sit here and say.
I think what he's saying is that while they're talking, right, while they're talking and then.
No, it was the simple fact of.
That they're always going to get back with their baby mom or their baby dad at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I got that belief. I got that belief too.
Y'all are fucking bogus.
It's just that baby mothers and baby fathers, y'all sneaky.
How are we sneaky?
Not everybody sneaks. That's the thing.
Nah. That's sneaky.
He's like, I see it.
That's them people who, those are the baby moms and the baby dads who have just broken up for the first time. Or maybe. Okay.
What I don't about like
that are on our last time.
Right. Like did the back and forth. Like,
I didn't do the back and forth thing. It's she's officially done. We cannot beat that dead horse anymore.
Yeah. We got two different situations, so I get where you're coming from and why.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm in a different bracket, but I feel like it's gonna be easy for me to be judged or perceived by guys a certain way because everybody has this notion that that's how baby moms are.
Unless I run into a baby mother that really don't mess with my baby father, then I am not.
We got one right away here.
Right. I am the proof.
As only one out of how many?
Okay, so she should get a chance.
That's so funny.
A chance to find happiness.
Right, why you over here? You know what? I'm keeping that comment to myself, too.
I feel like where she's at, she's like, yeah, no, it's not gonna work. Like, she did the back and forth. Why keep going back and forth again, the same end result?
Right.
So she's ready to go find her person. So she shouldn't be counted out for it.
I mean, that's just me. So now there's different other males in this world. Like that's
a general notion, though.
Yeah.
Majority
I mean,
of men think that way.
Yeah. Or there's like the men that just don't care and they just be with the shits.
Yeah. Good luck to that nigga.
Why?
I you feel just like, said her baby father is crazy.
Okay. I feel like if she finds the right person, then he would not give two shits what he has to say.
You know, I have faith that my husband is out there somewhere who's going to deal with all my crazy shit and all of my baby daddy's crazy shit.
But what if that person just don't want to go through no drama, though?
It wouldn't have to be drama. They're in two different states.
Well, yeah, my personal
but her baby father crazy again. You know, crazy people just find
what he is not that crazy.
Every time I tell y'all something... Or I think something. Y'all be like, he not that crazy. I live with a man. He is that crazy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like it'll be somebody with the shits and that they'll take full control of that situation and he will not have nothing to say about it.
And then he good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that would be like my dream situation. Him to find his person, his happiness. Me to find my person, my happiness.
I feel like he would have to find his first.
Cool. He would have to find his first. And until he finds his, he will always try to sabotage anything that I ever have going on.
I know. Because he's jealous. Yeah.
But he had his chance.
Yeah, six years. Not 6 months. Not 6 weeks.
6 years. She's over it.
Hello? Motherfucking sale.
There's only so much a person can take.
I love how this has now turned into a day's therapy session.
Yeah, I'm a therapist.
I'm here for it.
You got your degree?
Of course.
Where'd you get it from?
School.
I'm about to start using that.
From school, okay?
Just name dropping.
Wait.
That's too federal, my fault.
I mean, it's not his government, but
close enough.
Right.
Yeah. I have something else that I was supposed to ask. Maybe I can find it.
So basically, sorry. Trey will date somebody, but they can't be a walking red flag.
Thanks.
Be a Tati. They could barely be at me. Your baby father needs to be in the ground.
6 feet under.
Basically. I am not dealing with nobody crazy baby father. I don't got the energy nor the time.
What if this is your person? She's the one. You wouldn't put up with it for her?
All right, me and the baby father gonna have to get it on. There, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna sit here and keep dealing with you, keep coming back and forth, trying to. Nah, I understand you got a kid, but nigga, please, I don't got the time.
Oh, I can't find it, so never mind. All right, well, that's all I have to share. Tasha, you have anything else?
I think that was it. Would you help support somebody that you were dating that had a kid?
Yeah. Did you say that I was dating? Or that I am dating?
That you are dating.
Yeah. Support. Anything she want to do, I'll be here for her.
So you would help take care of stuff for the kids?
Yeah.
Right, all right.
Right. Some little brownie points with these answers. Moms are gonna love this that listen to our show.
Great. They went, oh, I just gotta get rid of my baby daddy.
Nah, don't get rid of your baby father.
I didn't say me.
No, I'm not talking to you.
No, he's talking in general. He's just talking just to talk, y'all.
Be like, don't get rid of them. Keep them there.
Yeah, keep them. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night, y'all. Follow me on the gram, trey.xr.
I don't even think I follow you.
You don't.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
Just go on the Tati followers.
Under my followers.
Under her followers and type of Trey.
We'll
be right there.
Well, y'all know where to follow us at the Mindful Mom Podcast.
Is there any merch coming out? We need some merch.
We do. We talk about it.
I need merch.
You need merch.
Oh, you personally? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need a lifetime supply.
So we'll send you a little shirt or something.
Yeah.
Send me a care package. I need a care package.
We'll send you a thank you package for being on our podcast.
Oh, all right. I'm with it.
The only one to ever get one.
Right. One and only.
So y'all can call me back for some more
then. We got you. We got to find some topics.
Right. This is a mom show. You have zero kids, so we can't even count you as like a dad's input.
Right.
I'm an uncle, so that's a second parent.
Is it?
It's not. I say after the grandparents.
So third, if that.
How many nieces and nephews do you have?
Wait, hold on. Four nieces, one nephew.
I don't know why I thought you said 40.
I imagine that. 40 nieces.
Be like, dang, crazy. My siblings be getting it.
That was the question. How many siblings do you have to have that many nieces? That's funny.
I ain't gonna lie. They all crazy, though.
Who, the kids or the parents?
The kids and the parents.
That was a valid question, Tati.
Right, because he was about to just throw us under the bus, like.
y'all all crazy.
Nope.
No. The kids and the parents. I still love y'all, though.
Oh. Thank you for that little caveat.
Right.
Like, after you just got done throwing us under the bus.
Yeah, I don't throw nobody under the bus. What I do is uplift.
The quote of the episode.
Uplift, right?
I don't throw anybody under the bus, I uplift.
Thanks.
All right, guys, that was our episode for today. If you guys go follow us at Mindful Mom Podcast on Instagram, make sure you subscribe or leave a review, and we will catch you guys next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.